Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. And our next scene comes from Act 4, Scene 6. At this point, the two storylines that I mentioned, the two divided storylines, begin to meet up. Gloucester meets the mad King Lear, the blind Gloucester. By this time in the play, Gloucester has been blinded and is walking around in that same blasted heath, being led by his own son, Edgar, who he conceives as Mad Tom. So we have a scene where the mad Lear meets the blind Gloucester. Both of them have learnt to see in new ways. Gloucester has lost his eyes in order to see the world as it really is, to see the truth in situations, to see that it was his bastard son, Edmund, who actually destroyed him. Lear has lost his mind in order to see humanity as it really is, to actually discover what the truth is of the human condition, and that in order to find yourself properly, you must become, that magic word again, nothing. And this is a case where the madman meets the blind man, and they discuss, or at least we see them seeing truthfully for the first time. Lear begins to see the way human behavior really is. He begins to see that people are only what is inside, not what is outside. It is not their position, their power, the number of soldiers they have, the clothes they wear that makes them what they are. It is who they are. To find the inner person, to find the person who has nothing, the real you, the real Lear. So, in this section, Damien will read Lear again, and Owen will continue as Edgar, and we're joined by Oliver McKenna, who'll be reading the role of Gloucester.
What? Art mad? A man may see how this world goes with no eyes. Look with thine ears. See how yon justice rails upon yon simple thief. Hark in thine ear. Change places, and handy dandy, which is the justice, and which is the thief? Thou hast seen a farmer's dog bark at a beggar?
Aye, sir.
And the creature run from the cur? There thou mayest behold great image of authority. A dog's obeyed in office? Thou rascal beetle, hold thy bloody hand. Why dost thou lash that whore? Strip thine own back. Thou hotly lust to use her in that kind for which thou whipst her. The usurer hangs the cozener. Through tattered clothes, small vices do appear. Robes and furred gowns hide all.
And let's take that point. Robes and furred gowns hide all. A dog's obeyed in office. You can put anybody in a position of authority, put a uniform on them, put a crown on their head, give them a staff of office, give them a title, and we do what they tell us. He tells the beadle, stop beating the whore because you lust after her for the very reason that you're whipping her. In other words, most of authority, in Lear's perception, is a load of rubbish. Most of it is a lie. Turn the world on its head and you'll find that the justice and the thief are no different one from the other.
Plate sin with gold. And the strong lance of justice hurtless breaks. Armed in rags, a pygmy's straw doth pierce it. None does offend, none, I say, none. I'll label him. Take that of me, my friend, who have the power to seal the accuser's lips. Get thee glass eyes, and like a scurvy politician, seem to see the things that thou dost not.
To seem to see the things that thou dost not, like a scurvy politician. If you look into any newspaper today, or look at any television news broadcast, or any political program, you'll see that very same thought being said. Scurvy politicians who seem to see the things they do not. Scurvy politicians have a wonderful ability to see things that are not. Plate sin with gold, and the strong lance of justice hurtless breaks. Arm it in rags, a pygmy's straw doth pierce it. Shakespeare's time, 400 years ago, exactly the same things were going on, exactly the same things were being talked about. The rich and the powerful seem to get away with it, the poor and the meek seem not to. The injustice of the world never changes. But Shakespeare's talking about it, and Lear, for the first time, Lear sees it and understands it. He sees the world for what it truly is, and what it truly is has sent him mad.
Now. Pull off my boots. Harder, so.
Oh, matter and impertinency mixed. Reason and madness.
Edgar sees it. Everything he says, he's saying as a madman. But everything he says is true.
If thou wilt weep my fortunes, take my eyes. I know thee well enough. Thy name is Gloucester. Thou must be patient. We came crying hither. Thou knowest the first time that we smell the air, we wail and cry. I will preach to thee, mark.
And with that simple phrase, he sums up exactly what he feels, that the only thing we have left to do is weep. We come into the world crying, and by the time we discover what the world really has to offer, all that's left for us to do is to cry. Thank you.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m. rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.